action. It's Football Friday in the Doghouse.
Cause it's Friday night and Dixie can't hold it in. Let it all hang out.
Take that ball going down the sidelines. Is caught. Here's Price. It's touchdown. There's no flag.
Calling for the ball. Alabama showing blitz. Campbell takes the snap over the middle. Wide open receiver at the goal line. Robert Johnson, nobody around. He's got it. Touchdown.
Welcome in, everyone, to a Football Friday in the Doghouse. That's right, it's always Football Friday. And you know what Football Friday means? That means we'll have football music all throughout the show. And look, I know what you're thinking. I understand. If you're a newbie to the show, I get it. You're wondering, I thought football was done, right? I mean, look, 19 years on the air. Friday is always Football Friday, regardless of what we're talking about. The bigger question is, do you still want Friday trifectas? Now, we're limited right now. The NASCAR hasn't started yet. We don't have March Madness going on. Your baseball hasn't started. But we're going to test the idea. I got one today. That's right. I have one for you. I know. I've got one for you. Your response to this will dictate whether we keep doing them going forward. We don't do Beat the Big Dog anymore. I used to do Friday trifectas all around the year. I have food prizes for the winners. But we're going to try it. We'll try it today. We're going to go with Kentucky -7.5 at Alabama tomorrow. Now, look, I have no idea what the line's going to be. That's the one thing about basketball. You can't get a line until like 20 minutes before the game. As far as I know, I have no idea what the line is going to be. If we can get confirmation on a line that is more accurate, otherwise these are dog lines. I'm the bookie. I'll put the lines. I'm making the lines. Kentucky -7. And look, you take advantage of me. If I'm way off, you're taking advantage of me. That's part of the game. Kentucky -7.5 at Bama tomorrow. Golden State -3.5 at OKC. Kevin Durant versus Russell Westbrook, straight up, most points. Straight up. Who's going to score more, Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook? And in your tiebreaker, Sunday night, NBC Sports Network. Hockey's best rivalry, period. Canadiens at Bruins. And you can even watch it. It's sports eye candy, as long as the Bruins don't wear the stupid throwback uniforms. All right, so there you go. There's a trifecta for you. Kentucky -7.5 at Bama. Golden State -3.5 at OKC. Durant versus Westbrook, most points. And then our tiebreaker Sunday night, Canadiens at Bruins on NBC Sports Network. Now, I'm getting word that the Golden State Warriors are a 7.5-point favorite. So since nobody has made a pick yet, I'm going to adjust that, 7.5. And if anybody got in already, let me see if anybody got in already. If anybody got in already, I'll give you that. Zach got in, not Bama Zach. New school Zach got in. So, Zach, if you want the Warriors still, you got to lay the 7.5. Tell me if that changes it. If that changes your pick, then that changes your pick. And you just let me know. You already got them coming in. Everybody coming in online. If we get enough picks, I will continue. We'll have basketball and we'll have hockey and we'll have a big golf tournament. We got a good golf tournament going on. We'll have races in there. I mean, we'll have all kinds of stuff in there. Believe me, I got three things I can come up with. Just need to know if you want it. Brandon Marshall doesn't want to put Tom Brady in a conversation for one of the top four players in NFL history. I'm not a Brandon Marshall fan, but you know, does he have a point? Marshall concedes that Brady is the best quarterback ever, and I'm with him on that, but not the best overall player. That's very interesting. We always put quarterback, that's the best player in the history of the NFL. We always seem to put the quarterback at the top of that list. Is that fair? Just because you're the best quarterback ever? Marshall said, quote, we get caught up in that whole discussion that when a quarterback is playing really well, he's probably the best in the business. He's got to be the best player. And that's not true. Marshall says, when I think about a player, I think about a guy I could put at corner or safety or defensive end or a guy I could put back on a punt return or chase down a kick. To me, that's the best player. J.J. Watt can play defensive end, tight end. You could put him at tackle. You can make him lose a little weight. He could probably play linebacker and safety. That's the best player. He says I would put Reggie White in that discussion. Deion Sanders. How many positions could Deion play? Corner, as long as he's not having to tackle anybody. So he's a DB that could also play wide receiver. Maybe running back. He says I would put Jerry Rice in that discussion. Jerry, it's hard to see him any doing anything other than running routes. Is Jerry Rice better than Tom Brady? Football player. The reason Brady, see, I put Brady there, you know, I mean, touching the ball on every play is kind of important. You know, Jerry Rice has a great game. He has 8 catches. He touches the ball 8 times. He says it would be impossible to try and come up with the best player. And that, you know, in basketball, when we're grading the best basketball players ever, I always separate the big men from everybody else. I can't put Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the same category with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Oscar Robertson. I just think that that's too different a thing. I think you got those guys and then you got those other guys. It's the same thing like this whole, the Heisman Trophy is such a joke. Best player ever. Best player in college football. It's always a quarterback, really? Sometimes the best player in college football is a left tackle. Sometimes it's a defensive lineman. Sometimes it's a linebacker. The Heisman's not for the best player. It's for the best quarterback or the best skill position player. Occasional running back or wide receiver. That's who that's for. I mean, come on. It's a good point. I want to hear your input on it. Alabama may have a familiar face running their special teams this season. Joe Panunzio has interviewed for that spot. Panunzio served as Alabama's director of football ops from 2011 to 2014 before leaving to take a position with the Eagles in 2015. He hasn't had a field position since 2010 at Miami, but he's an experienced guy. We'll see if that happens. Gene Chizik was pretty emotional talking about his decision to leave coaching at age 55. I got his comments. I've told you this before. I like Chizik. I didn't think it was a great hire for Auburn, and I understand how it went sideways, but as a man, I like Gene Chizik. He was a very good defensive coordinator. He took that North Carolina defense, and you say, well, you know, they were 65th or something like that. Well, yeah, but before he got there, they were 120th. They were worse than, like, captivity. It's relative. But I like Chizik because he's a very faithful guy. I rode with him once in his SUV, his truck, and he had a cross. I know you're going to say, well, what does that matter? Well, I'm just saying I like the guy. We talked a little bit. I was in a passenger seat. He was driving. It was his SUV, and he had a cross that was made out of nails, old fashioned nails that you would have used, you know, on the cross. And it was a really neat thing. So I respect the guy. Kill me if you want. I know Auburn fans aren't big fans of Chizik's, but he was pretty emotional about leaving. He's 55. He's pretty young. Great game in Durham last night as the Dukies got a huge win against the number 8 Tar Heels. And you could say what you want about Grayson Allen, but that dude can ball, man. I haven't watched him much this year, all those crazy antics and all that crazy stuff. I understand that. I've seen all the, you know, clips of it. But I'm watching more college basketball now that we're clear from everything football. I watched that game last night. That kid can play. 25 points, 7 of 12 from downtown. That's the guy they were looking at as the preseason player of the year. And I got to tell you, too, that basketball is so much better than some of the games we watch in the SEC. I mean, let's be honest. I'm watching that game. And look, I watched the second and the third half of the Alabama-South Carolina game. And I know Carolina was ranked like 19 in the country or whatever. Let me tell you something. It's night and day. The basketball that is being played in the ACC, the basketball that was played last night between Duke and UNC, is nothing like some of the stuff that we see watching these games night in and night out in the SEC. Be honest with yourself. UCLA also got a home win against number 5, Oregon. UCLA was number 10, Oregon number 5. This might be a wide-open tournament, man. It really might be a wide-open, or maybe not. I mean, who can win 6 games in the tourney? I think it's wide open because I don't see a team out there that can win 6 games. And by the way, am I seeing things or are tattoos on the way out? Am I seeing things? I'm watching that game last night and I'm like, there's nobody that's got a tattoo. Is the tattoos finally jumped the shark or what? Are they just waiting to get to the association? All right, if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free at 866-485-9867, 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you as well, consisting of our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Text window, 7329-TA-SHOW, 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open, Tom@TomAbraham.com. Don't forget about the ump on Twitter at ump sports, Facebook /ump sports, www.umpsports.com. Off the top today, Gary Graves from the AP in Kentucky will help set up Kentucky and Alabama. Top of the 3, SEC insider Josh Ward joins us with recruiting news and some other thoughts on some college football topics I want to get into. He is followed by Kevin McGalpine. I know it's Kevin McGalpin. I've always called him Kevin McGalpin. Kevin McGalpin of the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Talk some Braves as everybody's reporting next week. He's shipping out on Monday to Orlando for Braves spring training. So I figured I better snag him. And then the 4, Vince Ferrara will join us. Then we're wide open the rest of the way. Man behind the curtain, pushing the buttons, sending the tunes, answering the phones, making sure that we stay on the air. Right there in our palatial Ump Studios. He's a rose by any other name. He's a rose scholar. He's mysterious. He's mystical. He's magical.
Ball for life.
That. He's Smokey Micro.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
Detective.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You know, when you're arrogant, makes you complacent and creates a blatant disregard for doing things right.
Your generation spends all their time looking at their phones. My generation spent all our time in the front yard playing games.
I just can't take it anymore.
Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you?
Dead on, balls accurate.
Get out of here, Smokey!
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis's trumpet.
I'm gonna kick you right in the groin, Mike.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap!
Say hello to my new friend!
Welcome.
Hey, 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 Smokey Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing quite all right here on this Football Friday, Big Dog, and I'm glad that we have a trifecta out. I hope you enjoyed the new Football Friday intro because I needed a little Keith Jackson in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to remix that a little bit. A little distortion there, especially at the end, but I like the cuts.
Well, it's a little bit of a distorted Seven Nation Army. I mean, I kind of like that.
Is that what that thing is at the end?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, nah, it's a little hot. It's a little hot. When'd you put that together?
I put that together this week. I figured we'd change it out a little bit.
Well, I think it's the right thing to do. Yeah, we absolutely need to change it out. But, yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so what else is going on? Tell me something new. What do you give me some? Give us some information here. Give us something we don't know.
Well, today is the 10th of February. So I looked back throughout the annals of what happened on February 10th, and I've got this little nugget from 1989, Big Dog.
On this day in sports news.
Well, somewhat sports news. But
on this day in history. You got better?
Get this, Big Dog. Yeah. In order to gain deregulation from the state athletic associations, the WWF admitted in a New Jersey court that pro wrestling is an exhibition and not a sport. So that's that was officially the day wrestling became fake.
On this day, Vince McMahon admitted that wrestling was fake. What year was that?
1989.
Some people that still don't believe it.
But I found that to be an interesting little nugget that I'd share today.
Well, it's interesting because you're a wrestling geek. Really, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was certainly was a key moment in sports entertainment history. Everybody knew that. I mean, was that a surprise to anybody? I mean, was there one person that said, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? I mean, you weren't even born, were you? Well, I guess you were like 4 years old.
I was born in 85. I was raised on Hulkamania. But, you know, after looking at it, I think John Stossel wouldn't think that it was fake after, what was it, David Schultz knocked him out on Nightline or whatever it was that one time.
Maybe, yeah. All right, lots to get into. I really do. Here we go again with Tiger Woods pulling out of his next two scheduled events with back spasms. That may be it for that guy. Could be it for that guy. And it was an interesting piece by Chris Wright of Saturday Down South on SEC teams that could have a three-game drop in wins next season. And, you know, it happens every year. We're going to talk about that. It happens every year. Remember, last year it was Ole Miss. They won five fewer games than they did in 2015. Mississippi State fell three last year. In 2015, Missouri's win total fell by six and South Carolina by four. In 2014, Vandy fell by six. Auburn and South Carolina fell by four. 2013, Florida fell by seven. Georgia fell by four. And in 2012, all five teams that lost fewer games in 2011 did so by at least three games. Arkansas tanked by seven. Auburn had five fewer victories. Kentucky, LSU, Missouri each had three. So who is going to tank next year? I mean, it's going to happen. Could happen. By the way, they're coming in. Coming in pretty good, pretty fairly steady. Coming in on the text window for the trifecta. So I'm encouraged. You guys, I'm encouraged by that. So we like to do that. We like to pick games. We like to pick stuff, man. The only thing we don't pick, but you never know. Didn't we pick something in wrestling this year, even though it's rigged? We picked something this year.
Yeah, the winner of the Rumble.
Rumbleage. When is WrestleMania?
WrestleMania is at the beginning of April. And get this, Goldberg's got a Universal title shot coming up at the next Raw pay-per-view.
I don't even know what that is, Universal title. How many titles are there?
That's the main belt on the Raw brand. So basically, it's their world championship. So it's looking like Goldberg and Lesnar is going to be a title match coming up at WrestleMania.
I thought Goldberg was on Raw.
Yeah, that is the Raw.
You said Raw? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You said Raw? Okay.
So your guy will probably be holding a belt here soon.
Yeah. Like the old TV. Do they still have a TV champ? Remember they used to have the TV champ?
Well, they have the United States Championship and the Intercontinental Championship.
Who is the damn heavyweight champion of the world right now?
Well, on one side, you got Kevin Owens.
Two heavyweight champions of the world?
Yeah, this has been happening since the Brown.
This is not good. That's not good. You got to have one heavyweight champion of the world.
I know. It's kind of an issue. But Kevin Owens is on the Raw side, who will be facing Goldberg. And then there's John Cena on the SmackDown side.
Yeah, no, you got to have one champ. All right, let me get Wolverine Dan and The Undertaker in here. They might be jumping in on picks. You never know. No grand trifecta. That's a fall thing. This is just week to week. Make your picks, win your food. Wolverine Dan, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, doing quite well. Speaking of food, are you familiar with Highway 20 where Walmart is, right across from the railroad tracks, you know, in the station? You know where that's at, don't you?
Highway 20 were... Oh, Madison Boulevard, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, Highway 20, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I call that Madison Boulevard. But yeah, what about it?
Yeah, there's a new pizza joint called House of Pizza. Madison House of Pizza.
The now, Madison...
I had a calzone last night.
Yeah, isn't it good?
Tommy, this calzone was big as a manhole cover. He was huge!
Nice. I have to check that out. Madison 16, House of Pizza.
$16. $16, Tom, and that's all it costs. They got soft drinks, no alcoholic beverages, but you can bring your own wine in. It's all about a big freaking 2-gallon, baby. Huge.
What'd they do? Give it to you for free so you'd plug it on the air or what?
No. I want you to go there because you need to talk to these guys because this is quality food.
And Madison really House of Pizza. Is it a...
All the cooking...
Is it a sit-down joint? Is it a sit-down joint, or do you got to walk in? Do you walk in and walk out, or has it got tables?
Joint.
Oh yeah.
Sit-down joint. Yeah, it's a nice place. It's
a you know what I want to do?
Right in front of Walmart's, man, you can't miss it.
Do you remember when we used to do the pizza playoffs? It was the Papa John's pizza playoff. I'm bringing that back. I'm looking for a pizza sponsor to bring that back. Remember the pizza playoff? A trivia.
These are good people. They're hard workers. They're good people.
Okay.
Anyway, with that said, I'm going to, you know what, let's do this trifecta. You know, why not?
No, exactly, why not? Kentucky -7.5 at Alabama.
I'll pick Alabama 7.5.
Roll all over they ass.
Golden State -7.5 at Oklahoma City.
I'll take Oklahoma at 7.5.
How about that for random? We'll bring Jim Ross out because it's Oklahoma City. All right, Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook? Who will score more?
Let's go with Durant.
And in the tiebreaker, the Montreal Canadiens, Le Havetan, versus the Bruins at Boston.
You know what? That too, the original six, but they're not the best of the original six. That's the Red Wings, of course.
No.
But you know what? Where are they at now? Canada, or they're in the States?
They're at Boston. That would be in the U.S.
All right, I'll take your Bruins.
Bullies in the schoolyard can't stop it.
All right, man, you're in.
You think Tom Brady will show up?
He might. Brady might be there.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. All right, man. Got you down.
Hello, man.
I got to check out the pizza joint. It's Wolverine Dan. Now, let me get Undertaker quick. Undertaker, what's going on, man?
Just the usual BS. How about you?
Oh, just the same old, same old.
Just another day and another nickel.
All right. So you want a piece of this or what?
A new trifecta, so I figured I'd go ahead and get in.
All right, man. Kentucky -7.5 at Alabama.
I got to take Kentucky, unfortunately.
Golden State -7.5 at OKC.
I'll take Golden State.
Durant or Westbrook? Who scores more points?
Westbrook.
And tiebreaker, Canadiens at the Bruins, Sunday night.
Canadiens.
All right, brother, we got you down. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's get a break here. When we come back, Gary Graves will join us. He will break down and help us set up Kentucky. Did they have like all 3-hour practices since they beat LSU? I want to say they're lost, but they didn't lose. They just beat them. They didn't beat them bad enough. We'll talk to Gary Graves about the Kentucky Wildcats next, right here on the Tom Abraham Show. It's off and running right here at 730-1039. The Ump.
730 and 1039, The Ump. More sports.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports. It is brought to you by Everwood Treatment Company, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Coach Avery Johnson's Alabama Crimson Tide is back in action tomorrow at Coleman Coliseum. Tip time is at noon against the 12th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Radio coverage on the network begins at 11. The Crimson Tide is coming off of an incredible 4-overtime win.
win at 16th-ranked South Carolina on Tuesday night. The Tide and the Cats will meet at a matchup that will be televised by CBS. Again, radio coverage on the network from Coleman Coliseum will begin at 11. The Alabama women's basketball team ended its road swing with a 69-48 loss to Texas A&M last night in Reed Arena. The Tide now stands at 15-9 overall, 3-8 in Southeastern Conference. The Tide returns home for Sunday's matchup with the Florida Gators. It's Alabama's annual Power of Pink event. Tip-off time set for 1 o'clock on the SEC Network. I'll have more in a moment.
Everwood Treatment, an Alabama-based family-owned company, has been supplying quality pressure-treated lumber for over 30 years. As the official pressure-treated lumber of Alabama Athletics, we know the real work is done before game day, so you can trust us to give your team the best chance to succeed. Visit EverwoodTreatment.com for a genuine, womanized residential outdoor dealer near you. That's EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, your treated wood source.
And the number 6-ranked Alabama gymnastics team travels to Lexington, Kentucky to take on number 10 Kentucky tonight. 7 o'clock Eastern is the start time for the meet. It'll take place in Memorial Coliseum as Alabama comes into the weekend following its best meet of the season last Friday in Coleman Coliseum, a win over number 3 Florida. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Everwood, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Madison RV Supercenter is having their annual RV show and sale February 13th through the 18th with interest rates way down and discounts way up. Now is the perfect time to choose your new RV. With the largest selection of latest models in the area, there's no need to go anywhere else but Madison RV Supercenter. Free parking, free admission, free food. Madison RV Supercenter is the only place to get your new RV, and the annual RV show and sale is the right time to buy. Don't miss this event. Madison RV Supercenter annual RV show and sale.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Ellen.
One night I was at a bar.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel.
I got a cab.
A squirrel ran across the road.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I hit a guy.
The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The Endeavor Elementary School PTA is sponsoring the third annual Hug a Cub 5K on Saturday, February 11th, benefiting the students at Endeavor Elementary School in Harvest. The 5K run begins at 8 a.m. and a free fun run will follow about 9:15. Runners and walkers of all levels and speeds are welcome, and children and their families are encouraged to participate in the event as well. All registration forms can be found at hugacub5k.bestwd.com. Online registration is at active.com.
Weather brought to you by Logan's Roadhouse. Swing by your favorite Logan's Roadhouse today for a hand-cut, cook-to-order, wood-grilled to perfection 12-ounce ribeye. And while you're there, kick back, enjoy the music, a cold beer, and always made-from-scratch yeast rolls. Logan's Roadhouse.
A nice warm-up this afternoon. The sky's sunny. The high today, 62. Clouds increasing tonight. The low, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers. The high, 65. And Sunday, cloudy and very mild. A few passing rain showers are likely. The high, Sunday at 70. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Valley's home for live sports. The Ump.
Kentucky Wildcats will be in Coleman Coliseum, sold out Coleman Coliseum. Tomorrow, game will be at noon Central Time, and Kentucky comes in off of 3-hour practices, I guess. We're about to find out a little bit more about that as Gary Graves joins us from the AP in Kentucky. Gary, welcome in. How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going this afternoon?
Oh, man, it's fantastic. Let me ask you something. Now, when they do these 3-hour practices, does Calipari make you guys stay and be there for the whole 3-hour practice? And then, you know, so you talk to the guys after, or is he you don't have to go through that?
Oh, no, we don't have to go through that. Yeah, we pretty much jump when they tell us to jump, interview-wise. Yeah. Those things are usually closed.
Been a rough.
We wait for the tweets.
Yeah, I hear that. After rolling over South Carolina, it's been a rough go. I mean, you lost to Kansas, to Tennessee, lost to Kansas, overtime to beat Georgia, lost to Florida, and then it just didn't bury LSU the way you think that they might bury him. Is this just the dog days of February for this team or what? Because obviously it's got Cale's attention.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose to Tennessee, you would think that maybe they've hit that wall that every team inevitably goes through. But then when they lose to Kansas and then struggle to beat Georgia, you start thinking that maybe Tennessee provided a blueprint for other teams to follow. They haven't run like they were, the early part of their SEC schedule. So I think, teams have figured out how to slow them down. They haven't played defense as well on the perimeter. And I was just looking at some of the numbers that the last two games in particular, they've given up 10 threes in both games. And that was a real key for LSU to come back from a 25-point deficit in basically the final 8.5 minutes the other night. Their perimeter defense, I think, is what really bothered Calipari. Straight line drives too, but I think that was the thing that really like ticked him off, where he just had to make them run suicides and work on D and spend the better part of 3 hours in practice.
They've had really good balance, but, they're always freshman laden, so you don't want to necessarily say, this is about freshmen, but to a certain extent, is this about freshmen? I mean, guys that don't want to get back and play. I mean, they score well. They're averaging about 90 points a game. But, every year you start over again, and you just don't know how good those freshmen are. They all come in with a bunch of stars, but it's always different when you get them on the court. Could some of this just be the fact that there's four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor most nights?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that because things worked so well for them offensively, that I think they really got away from the fact that they had to play defense. And I think that there was a number earlier this season that anytime they got a rebound, they were down court within like 4 or 5 seconds taking a shot. So, I mean, they, in a way that they were using a little bit of defense to create offense, but they were scoring at such a fast pace that I think they figured that maybe the best defense was a good offense. And now that, as they get deeper into the conference schedule against teams that know them pretty well, they just figure, okay, if we can really just make them play a half court game, let's see how they respond. And they just haven't responded very well. Their shot selection has been questionable at best, and they haven't been able to get the ball inside as much. Again, I think one of the things that they're worried about going into this game is just really how much will Alabama try to exploit the inside against them, because there is a vulnerability there.
Now, this team spent a week or so at number one. They were number two for a while. Then after the loss to UCLA, they started to slide. There's certainly no shame in losing to UCLA. I mean, we saw what they did last night to Oregon. But they've fallen all the way to number 12 in the coaches poll, number 15 in the AP poll. Is this team closer to that 2-3-4 spot, or is this team closer to where they're ranked right now?
Right now, I'd say that they're probably closer to where they're ranked now. They really have to get it together before the SEC tournament, because right now they look like the 8 seed that they were 3 or 4 years ago when they went to the NCAA final. I mean, and that was another year where they stumbled into the SEC tournament with losses down the stretch. They were upset about being a number 8 seed. Of course, they made up for it. But then as now, it was about defense. And I think that's where Calipari felt like he had to really take control of things and get their attention with a long practice and say, look, this is how we're going to do it. You might not like it, but if you don't like it, we'll get somebody in there that wants to play defense, because we just can't, just keep running it up and down the floor and expect to win games. We've got to slow teams down. And when you've got rim protectors, you've got like three, 7-footers, on your roster that you have to teach them, you have to remind them, you've got to protect the rim.
You know, it's rare for the Wildcats to lose a couple of games in a row. In fact, Calipari coming off a loss, 38-8 now after that win over LSU, but it doesn't feel like a win-win. I thought that even though Alabama played well in beating South Carolina, it was a scenario where the worst thing that you could possibly have is to have, you know, Kentucky coming in with this mindset. I mean, do you think that the thought process here is, you know, that is this an angry Kentucky team, or is this a Kentucky team that's just going to, you know, go through the motions and, you know, and pull out a 2 or 3 point win? Because if they're too lazy, this Alabama team, even though they can't score, if they're too lazy, this Alabama team is liable to bite them.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think this team, I don't know if they're angry, and I think that's the thing that Calipari is looking for, that fight that you saw, say, in games like North Carolina, maybe UCLA and against Kansas. He hasn't seen that same kind of defensive fight here lately, and I think that's the thing that he's trying to instill in them. And I think more than anything with this team tomorrow, I think they're really looking at it as a measuring point as to where they might be headed for the rest of the season. It's weird to say that it's a make or break game for them, but I'll say among folks around here, there's a lot of trepidation, just with this team, just not knowing exactly how they're going to respond. And for that matter, they're kind of, I think there's kind of a disenchantment with them because they don't think they're taking the game as seriously as they should. And the whole thing with Malik Monk smiling on the bench at the end of that loss at Florida really has resonated with people to the point where he had to apologize for it. And Calipari had to remind him that, one, the camera's always on you at Kentucky, and that you've really got to take things seriously. And I think to a lesser extent, he's had to say the same things to De'Aaron Fox, I think his problems have been more health related with the ankle and then being sick.
But isn't this a systemic problem? I mean, Gary Graves with us from the AP in Kentucky. Every one of these freshmen that come to Kentucky think they're one and doneers, which makes it a year in purgatory, if you will, basketball purgatory. It's a year in the minor leagues, if you will, for them, and they're ready to go into the draft. Now, it doesn't happen that they all go in, certainly, and they're all not going to be, you know, the first round picks in the NBA draft. But isn't that part of the problem, that they don't really invest emotionally in Kentucky? And, you know, you would think at some point in time that would annoy the fans as well, as, you know, these guys can barely spell Kentucky and are gone.
Yeah, that is really the biggest problem. And I think since I've been here, you know, for the last 5 years, that I think all of them, things come to them really quickly at the beginning. Then they get into the conference schedule and realize that, you know, they've really got to play the game. And then there's a point where I think they hit the wall and maybe become kind of disinterested before they have to remember that, if they're going to go to the NBA draft, oh, I've got to lift my stock. And that's when you might see that surge right before the end of the regular season. And again, I think that is a problem with one and done. I think Duke has gone through it to a lesser extent, but that is the one problem. Having said that, sometimes I'm almost amazed by what he gets out of them, because if they are just trying to play for the NBA draft, In essence, they could mail it in when they've wanted to. And I think for him to get nearly 20 wins at this point out of this particular team is kind of impressive. But again, I think he's got to remind them that, okay, before you get to the NBA draft, before you get to the combines, that you've got to play these games where you have 20 scouts at a game, but you've got to play these games to show them what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think, like, you know, it takes, like, you know, three losses in five games, I think, to get their attention. But I mean, this might be the most important game on their schedule tomorrow, because from what I saw with Alabama against South Carolina, that I think really the mental approach with the Tide in that game on the road to go four overtimes and come away with a win might be the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, the key is do they care? I mean, that's the kind of the deal is that do they care enough? You know, and that's the deal. Now, here's the thing that's funny about this. You know, right now they're ranked, like I said, they're ranked number 15 in the AP. And right before this game on CBS, the committee, the official committee, is going to give us the top four seeds in each of the four regions, which I think is really a bad idea on a number of different levels. We don't care, first of all, because the season doesn't end today, and they're not projecting like bracketologists do. So you wonder, I mean, they're not going to – they'll be warming up at that point when it comes out. But when that show rolls and Kentucky is a three seed somewhere and then they go and lose that basketball game, you just wonder what kind of an impact that could have ultimately on that committee. Or who knows, they might not even be in the 16.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they weren't, because, I mean, right now they do not look like a top four seed to me. I mean, I think the top four seed in, you know, from this state is over in Louisville, you know, for that matter. The thing about that show tomorrow, when I first heard about it, I kind of rolled my eyes, because I think a lot of that is a result of Calipari's politicking, so to speak, with the committee, and particularly with last year. I think they thought that they should have been a higher seed. I think maybe they were a four seed and thought they should have been a three seed, and you know, several other coaches were harping on that. But this is what you get, and I think tomorrow could be one of those examples where, okay, be careful of what you ask for. You might be a four seed, and then again, you might not even be on the board tomorrow based on how you're playing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it because it, well, for a number of reasons. Again, if you're not, they're not speculating. They're just saying right now, and just like they do with the football, and it's meaningless. Like when they rolled out the football and Texas A&M was in the Final Four 4 weeks before the end of the season. And you know things are going to happen. You know, who knows what happens when Kentucky rolls into Nashville for the tournament and how they play down the stretch, you know, with a couple of more big games. They got the Vanderbilt and Florida coming to their building. They might get on a roll, you know, here down the stretch. Secondly, if I'm the committee, I don't like the idea of the committee. I've been saying all week, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I don't want them to tell me what they're thinking too much, because now they're going to have to explain why Kentucky ended up a two seed when they weren't even anything 4 weeks ago, or why this team that they had as a one seed or whatever has fallen down to a three. You know, why open yourself up to all of that? It makes no sense to me. There should be one time we hear from these people, and it should be on, you know, the Sunday after the conference championship games are over.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, if there was ever an idea I wish was one and done, this would be it, because, again, like you said, you just open up, the committee opens itself up to so much speculation and scrutiny for this. And like you said, it really doesn't matter, any more than, say, you know, the playoff polls matter. I mean, like, I guess down there in Alabama, yeah, it is relevant, because it's like, okay, we're going to be number one. You know, who are the challengers to us, until we get to the second week in January. But ultimately it doesn't matter 6 weeks out, because those same teams probably aren't going to be there. Yeah, but yeah. You make a real good point about that.
I don't think it matters to, Alabama fan or to, certainly not to Nick Saban. I think look, there's enough of us to talk about this stuff and be prognosticators, and we got Jerry Palm, and we got Joe Lenardi, and we got all the bracketologists and everything. That's what those people are for. But anytime the people who are the official committee, just like at football or basketball, are telling us something that they're thinking, I think it becomes a very dangerous situation, and especially because they're not looking at the way the season's going to play out. They're strictly saying the way it is right now, and it makes no sense, because it doesn't, until a season ends on February 11th, I don't want to know what it is on February 11th.
Oh, no, neither do I. There's just too many games left.
No. All right, man. Good stuff. Gary Graves has been our guest from the AP in Kentucky. Gary, I appreciate you, man, and we'll look forward to talking down the road.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, feeling 100% about this whole thing. Very interesting. All right. Bunch of you are getting in. I am really impressed. It's a good Jay from Athens is in. Badger Larry. a number of guys jumping in on this on a trifecta today. Rude Dog is in. If I don't call your name, doesn't mean I don't have. I'm just looking at some of the ones that have come in already. It's a good job by you guys. All right, we'll come back. Open lines next. It's the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039.
The Ump. WUMP 730 and 1039. The Ump.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. While the latest chapter in the sad, pathetic existence known as the Knicks has generated perhaps the most visceral response from fans yet, two things remain clear. If at any time you wore the colors with pride, we'll always have your back. And the way fans rushed to the defense of Charles Oakley illuminates that quite clearly. However, it's the fallout from all the other nonsensical drama that will really fuel the fans' ire in coming seasons. Thanks to Phil Jackson hiding behind Twitter like a petulant 12-year-old punk, the script is clear. If one of the game's great scorers can be smacked around like a pinata, that's Carmelo Anthony, why would other impactful difference makers ever willingly elect to come and play for the Knicks and be exposed to such treatment? You wouldn't. You see, the handling of Carmelo is one thing, but what lingers is far more crippling. Congrats, Phil. You not only destroyed the present, but you also took a match to the future. I'm BT.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Comes in.
Madison RV Supercenter is having their annual RV show and sale February 13th through the 18th with interest rates way down and discounts way up. Now is the perfect time to choose your new RV. With the largest selection of latest models in the area, there's no need to go anywhere else but Madison RV Supercenter. Free parking, free admission, free food. Madison RV Supercenter is the only place to get your new RV, and the annual RV show and sale is the right time to buy. Don't miss this event. Madison RV Supercenter annual RV show and sale.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Facebook, where liking turns to love real quick. See the love on our page. Search Ump Sports.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. So Madison Square Garden has fired their director of security. All right. And, you know, apparently there's no word as to whether or not this is in a direct result as to what went on with the Charles Oakley situation. But they parted way with their security chief, a guy who has Frank Benedetto, who was the senior vice president for security at MSG. Now, on top of that, the Knicks, I mean, this is so petty. The Knicks have sent out an email with 16 witness statements from the Charles Oakley incident, and they're going to provide video on it today as well. And on top of all of that, allegedly, and I don't have confirmation yet, Smokey, do we have confirmation on this? Is true or just somebody tweeting it? Charles Oakley is going to be banned for life from Madison Square Garden. Banned for life! Like he's some kind of criminal or something. Wow.
It was actually said on the Michael K. radio show.
Was it said?
Michael K. actually said it on air.
He said from what he understands he's going to be banned for life?
He received a text.
That said he's going to be banned for life?
Yep.
I see what this email is. I'll wait to see. There's got to be an email out there. Smokey, continue to effort that. There's supposed to be some sort of an email that's being sent out by the Knicks with 16 witness statements. I'd like to read that email. I'd like to know what he said. Look, I'm not saying that the guy, we knew when Charles Oakley made his comment. I was just sitting there. I was there for 4.5 minutes, just sitting there, didn't do anything. We knew that it wasn't, you know, he had done something. I'm sure he was heckling. He had done something. But you don't ban a guy for life. That's just crazy. All right. Speaking of this deal tomorrow, Joe Lunardi has put out his top 16 seeds. He thinks this is what it's going to look like tomorrow when the committee reveals their top six. The number one seeds will be Villanova, Kansas, Gonzaga, Baylor. Gonzaga's not undefeated if they play in the ACC. I can tell you that right now. His two seeds would be North Carolina, even with the loss last night. North Carolina, Arizona, Oregon, even with the loss last night. And Louisville. Three seeds would be Kentucky, Florida State, Wisconsin, and Virginia. And his four seeds would be Florida, West Virginia, UCLA, and Cincinnati. Okay, so there you go. Two SEC teams, you know, in the top 16 seeds. That's not bad. I mean, when you think about it, when you look at it, you know, what other league? You got a couple of teams from the Big 12. You've got one, two, three, four ACC teams, three teams from the Big 12, two from the Pac-12, two from the SEC. Did I just make that up, or is Wisconsin the only team from the 10? What's going on with the Big 10? Wisconsin's the only Big 10 team, top 16. We'll see if it looks like that tomorrow. Not that it matters. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Josh Ward is in the house. Talk some SEC basketball and football with him. It's the Tom Abraham Show. It's Football Friday in the Doghouse. And, yes, we have a Friday trifecta. Go ahead and check it out at the Facebook fan page. Back with more after this on 730-1039. Yump.
WUMP Sports Radio. The Op.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees, just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-350-8989. That's 1-800-350-8989. 1-800-350-8989. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
He has an overbite that makes him look like a cartoon character, a slightly crooked eye, and an uncommonly wrinkly neck. In the right light, he can look a little like a garden gnome, and he'll wear a bow tie just because. Sure, you might call him a little quirky, but that's exactly what makes him so perfect. Tuna is a 3-year-old Chihuahua Dachshund mix with more than 700,000 followers on Instagram, and it all started because he was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Tuna, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Are you at risk for whooping cough? Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is an extremely contagious respiratory illness that can cause a violent cough lasting up to 10 weeks. Pertussis is spread through the air when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. Over 48,000 cases of pertussis have been diagnosed in the United States, the highest number of cases since 1955. And even though you may have gotten the DPT shot when you were a child, over time, your immunity to pertussis declines, leaving you and those around you at risk. Even if you've received a tetanus shot in the past, there's a high likelihood it did not contain pertussis protection. Receiving the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine will not only protect you, but also prevent you from spreading the disease to others, especially to young children for whom whooping cough can be fatal. To find out more about the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine, be sure to talk to your pharmacist or doctor today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is, their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station.